I'm Claire Jameson, and I'm a singer, actress, model, and content creator on Instagram.
Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. For today we have on the show, I mean, what can I say? We have the incredible, amazing, badass, superstar, the legendary Claire. Claire, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know what? What better way to have a fantastic, badass day than to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
Thank you.
There you go. I love it. Now, before we start, I do want to thank those who are watching this. Thank you so much. If you're new to the channel, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow. Helps a lot. Now, without further more, let's jump in. Now, tell me, Claire, for those who don't know who is incredible, amazing, badass, superstar, the legendary Claire, please tell us who you are.
So I'm Claire Jameson. I'm a singer, actress, and content creator on Instagram. And yeah, I'm 19 years old, and I want to go into acting as a career.
That's amazing. So young, and you're basically doing everything now. I mean, come on. I love that. Now, let's go back in time, right? And let's start with the acting, right? Tell me, was there like on a specific moment or experience that made you realize that acting and singing was like your passion?
Well, it really all started with singing. Actually, before that, I was actually really into art, like painting and drawing. I won a lot of art contests, but then I started getting more interested in music, and I tried out for this little singing group at my school when I was in fifth grade. And I had never really sang before or done anything with music before, but I got in and I realized that I really liked it. And then I started trying out for some things like an off-Broadway show, and I got a small role in that. So it was called Madeline's Christmas, and that was the first show that I ever did. And I realized that I really liked it once I did that, and I started doing it more. And then I chose to keep doing theater in high school. And then when did I decide I wanted to go into this? Probably when I was 16, I decided that because I love this so much, I mean, wouldn't it be worth it to at least try to do this as a career? And then,
there you go. I like that. And you know, it's incredible, right? That it just takes a second, right? To kind of figure out what you want to do in life. So I find that it's like your calling, you know what I mean? Like destiny's telling you, you know, what you are supposed to do. I mean, I am those type of guys who believe that everything happened for a reason, you know, and also that if we are in this world is because of something, you know. But of course, you need to find that meaning. But anyway, focusing a little bit on your acting career, tell me, how do you approach getting into the mindset of a character? Do you have any specific techniques?
So for me, it's honestly all about learning to empathize with the character, and acting for me is never about just mimicking someone or being fake. Like, I have to really look inside of myself and find these little things, no matter how small it may be, that I can use that bridge that gap between me and the character. And then once I find that, I can sort of more easily pick apart the ways, find the reasons for why the characters make the choices that they make. And from that, then I have a better understanding. And yeah, that's sort of what I do. Mm-hmm. I sort of work from the inside out.
Okay. And how you handle the pressure and expectation at the same time that comes when playing a character?
So it can be pretty nerve-wracking, right before you're going to go on stage, or right before you're about to get into a role. But I really just I really just like jump into it and like not even think. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a be it's like the best way, right? I mean, you can't be 100% ready for something, you know? So I do
Yeah,
think that,
exactly.
you know, sometimes I do think that the best way is just to jump and learn from mistakes, you know? And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I never feel like I'm ever gonna be fully ready. So, if I don't start now, then when will I start? You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
totally,
Yeah.
totally. But tell me, what has been your most valuable, yeah, your most valuable lesson that you have learned throughout your acting career so far?
Really just to keep going and to just not give up, because there's a lot of rejection in this industry, and it can be really hard, especially like with haters and everything, but you just have to keep thinking about the whys, like why am I doing what I'm doing? Because I love it, and then that's sort of what I hold on to that keeps me going. So yeah,
And now
really
that,
just
yeah, sorry.
no, you can go.
Oh, that I mean, I was gonna ask you that now that you mentioned the whole, you know, like rejection, haters, you know, things like that. Tell me how you handle that side, you know? I mean, it's not easy, of course. I mean, nobody likes being rejected. So how you handle yeah, like that whole area, let's say.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. But I just focus on the positives, and I focus on the people that do like me and do think that I'm good. Because to me, like, those people that like you, are what make it worth it. And, or not even that, just as long as you like what you're doing, then it's worth it in that way. Like, the haters don't matter as long as there's, as long as you like what you're doing, and as long as there's some people out there that appreciate your work.
Yeah, totally. I do think also that most of the times those who criticize or yeah, those who criticize or try to send like the whole hate vibes and things like that, most of the time they don't even they haven't even tried that or they don't even know what's behind of it, right? I mean, it's easy for someone to criticize without being on that on those person's shoes, right? So I do think that those type of comments, I mean, it doesn't make any yeah, it doesn't make any sense paying attention to them because that's gonna happen, you know, all the time. I mean, there's gonna be people who like you, but at the same time, there's gonna be people who hate you, or maybe they just don't like you and that's it. But I do try to approach that as that's life, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's never going to be a situation where everybody likes you.
Yeah, totally, totally. And tell me, like, what is one? Yeah, like, what do you think is the biggest misconception people have about actors?
That it's an easy job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that think like, oh, you're just playing a character. It's just like playing pretend. It's not. It's a lot of work goes into it, and like what I was saying before, with all of the rejection, it's a very hard business to like even like get noticed in and get discovered.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, learning your lines, I would assume that it's like the easiest part, right? Preparing the character, going to the audition, being accepted for you to take the role, taking your time for you to prepare everything, you know, things like that. I do think that also that sometimes we, the audience, we just think that acting is like super easy. And whenever we will see a new actor on a film, we tend to say like, oh, success overnight, where this guy came from, you know? But then once you kind of search a little bit about the background of that person, then you realize that they have been working, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years, and you're like, okay, that makes sense now. But as I said, I mean, we just because we see like the whole glamour, you know, the parties, the fashion, the acting, you know, things like that, we think that's the lifestyle and that's it. But we don't realize there is this whole thing behind a behind that we just don't know about, you know.
Yeah, people don't realize all that goes into it.
Totally, totally. Now, before moving into your singing, the last question I'm gonna ask you about acting. it's gonna be. If your life were a sitcom, what would be the title, and who would play the fictional version of yourself?
Well, I haven't thought of a title yet, but I would hope that I could get to play the fictional version of myself. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
As for a title, I have no idea. Because I mean, my life is always changing. I feel like I would have to live like a greater period of my life to really have enough to put a story together. So I don't know.
Okay, we'll leave it for the future. Let's
yeah
leave it like that. Okay. Now, moving into your singing career. Now, we all know that, of course, that for acting, your voice, it's important. But for singing, it's like the most valuable, right? So tell me how you prepare your voice and the whole maintaining its health for performances.
Yeah, so I always drink like a ton of water right before a performance or right before I'm about to sing. I also drink this tea called Throat Coat. It's like tea, like especially like designed for singers. And then I have this other little like serum that I take that just like, I don't remember what it's called, but it helps to like clear my throat and like get the phlegm out.
Okay.
It also helps to like not eat dairy because that causes a lot of phlegm. So like I never like eat dairy like right before I'm going to have like a big performance or something.
Okay.
And then
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and then I was gonna say, and then I always warm up. Yeah. I have like a list of warm ups that I always do.
And are there any specific singers or musicians who have influenced you in your singing style or have inspired you?
The Broadway star Jeremy Jordan has really inspired me. And as for like a singer who's like influenced me, I'd say Taylor Swift.
There you go. That's why now you just became like on my top of most badass people in the world. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. I love that. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Before we continue, I've been so she's coming to Mexico, right? And I was so excited to get tickets, but because I got distracted for a couple of days, I was like, okay, I mean, of course there's going to be tickets. Now they're not. So now I was like, okay, so there's no tickets anymore. And I got a little bit bummed out because I was like, you know, I wanted to go. And a couple of my friends were like bullying me, right? They were telling me like, why would you want to go there? And I was like, you have no idea how cool that, I mean, because she has created this incredible show. So I was like, you want to know, I'm a very curious person. So I want to see what the fuss is about. Plus I know a little bit of her songs here and there. So I thought it would be cool. So.
Yeah, I actually went to the concert. It was incredible. It was so amazing.
Yeah, I bet it was. I love that. So okay. So I was just rambling a little bit, but anyway, going back, tell me, what is your favorite part about being a singer?
Probably not just the way that it makes me feel and like how I can express myself through singing, but also like how I'm able to connect with an audience, because what I'm putting out there is an art form essentially, and all art forms are like up for interpretation, and I just think it's like really beautiful the way everyone can take something from that and in different ways. Like not everyone experiences it the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. It's and you know what I find beautiful about music itself is that everyone has a different meaning to a specific song. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
And I find
yeah,
that
like,
I find it really cool, you know?
Yeah, like a song can mean like people don't have to like a song can have like one specific like intended meaning, but what people take from it is going to be very different from like what it was intended to be for, and I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone has and like also everyone use it depending on a specific moment on their life they've been through, and it's, you know, it's amazing whenever you get the chance to share on a specific song with someone who use it for a moment in their life, and you use it for your own moment, and when you share it together here and there, I find that pretty cool. I think that's like the whole beauty about music itself, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's incredible. But tell me, can you share any challenges you faced throughout your singing career and how you managed to overcome them?
I'd probably just say like dealing with hate and like comparison, like comparing myself to other people. I feel like I used to always like compare myself to other singers and like to other people my age that I knew, and that was sort of something that I've had to overcome, because I realized that like I'm never gonna get anywhere if I just keep comparing myself to these people. Like there's always gonna be people that are better than you, but you just have to focus on like what you're doing, like how you can become better than become better compared to your past self. It's never about like trying to become better than someone else. It's about trying to grow like as a singer yourself.
Yeah, I mean, as you were saying before, it's difficult for you to not compare. I mean, I do think it happens to all of us, you know, that we tend to compare each other. I mean, it's something normal, I would say. But of course, later on, you start to discover that it's more healthy for you to focus on yourself and not waste time on comparing with others. Because, I mean, first of all, you're not that person. And second, you don't know what that person has been through to be in the position there is right now, you know? And like your path is your own path, so you can't try to copy somebody else's path, because it's not you. You know what I mean? It's like not real. And eventually it's going to collapse because it's something made out of something fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what advice would you give? Let's say, right, that one day I call you and I tell you, you know what? I tell you that I want to become a singer and an actor. Now, here's the thing. Of acting, I have zero experience, and singing, just in the shower for myself, and that's it, right? So based on what you know, what do you think it would be important for me to start, you know, like a heads up before jumping into this these two careers?
Well, first of all, I'd want people to know like exactly what they're getting into, like how difficult it is, how competitive it is, and like how you're going to have a thick skin, and there's going to be so many times where you don't get the part, but you just have to keep going, and it doesn't like necessarily mean like that you are not talented or anything. It's just like, because a lot of times like people want something like very, very specific, and like let's say like a character, they want like a character, someone for a character that has brown hair and you have blonde hair. Like that's just an example, but like there's so many like specific things that they are looking for, and you don't know that. All you can do is like bring like what you have to offer. But I'd also say if you don't have a lot of training and you've only ever sang in the shower, then I would say to like get some training, which is what I'm doing. I'm going to school for this.
Okay, I'll take it into consideration. I'll tell you what, if I ever become a singer and an actor and I win a Grammy and an Oscar, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
Thank you.
I got you. I love it. Now, you know what? Let's say one day Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, I mean, you name it, right? They call you and they tell you they have this idea, which goes, they're going to make a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment, They're all gonna gather to celebrate your birthday. But here's the thing, the film needs a name. So how should we call it?
What would I name it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, a lot of the characters I've played, I feel like are, like kind of weird, like quirky characters, or like, or I've played, quite a few Disney princesses, so maybe like, maybe like the Princess Tea Party or something.
I'll take that. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds cool. You know what?
That's all I have.
No, I love it. I love it. That sounds like an animated film, you know, for Disney or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. I'll take it. Now, here's another question. What about describing your whole acting and singing career? But you know what? This time on a meal, which one would you choose?
Like, what do you mean? Would I choose acting or singing?
No. For example, let's say that if you ask me that question, right, that which meal would describe my whole podcast career, and then I would say, I don't know, perhaps like a pasta or something like that, you know, with different, you know, flavors and things like that, you know.
Probably like a pizza with a lot of toppings on it.
Okay.
Because like what I was saying earlier, there's like so much that goes into this. Like there's so many stories I could tell for like that have led up to like where I've gotten to be today. And so I feel like maybe each topping would represent like something I've had to overcome to get to that point.
That's deep. Okay, I'll take it. Now, like, what motivates you? You know, as we were saying, I mean, we all have those days that we just want to quit, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what we are doing, we want to quit. So how you manage to stay focused, but also stay motivated and continue moving forward on this path that you have built for some time now?
I just keep thinking about, I just always remind myself, like, why I want to do this. And sometimes I can't even like bring myself to like remember why I'm doing this, but there's always something that will like remind me why, though. Like I won't initially like remember it, but then like there will be something like I'll just be like watching a movie or watching a TV show, and I'll just be like mesmerized like by the story and the actors and like what they're doing with this story, and I just remember this is like exactly what I want to do.
I love that. And you know, I'm sure that it's gonna happen, you know, that you're gonna achieve great and epic stuff. I mean, besides that, you're starting out super young, you already are doing multiple things here and there. You are learning, you know, you are taking classes, you start to understand more about like the whole industry here and there, and that's incredible. I mean, that's incredible that you already kind of know about that, but also at the same time, you know what's ahead of it. You know that it's gonna be a bumpy ride. Yeah, it's gonna be with lots of ups and downs, but the fact that you are continuing moving forward, I find that pretty impressive, and at the same time badass, you know, because I not everyone would take this path, you know.
I love it so much that I just think like no matter how hard it is, it's gonna be worth it, just in the fact that I like doing it.
I agree. Now my last question, if let's say that we're gonna make a film out of the episode we just did right now, right? So tell me, I mean, you know what is going to happen. We need a title for this film. So how would you call this episode if it needed a title?
Maybe I'd say maybe I title it like the prologue or something, or chapter one, because I feel like this is like I'm just starting out, and this is and like I'm still so young, and there's still like so much that has yet to come. So I think I title it like chapter one.
Chapter one. I'll take it. I mean, because
Chapter one.
because that's gonna be the title for this video. So I love it. Chapter one.
Okay.
Okay, I love it. I mean, at the end, what can I say, Claire? As I was saying a couple of seconds before, I mean, the fact that you're pursuing it, you know, and you're making it happen, and at the same time that you have this long way ahead of you, that's incredible. And as I said, I'm pretty sure that for our next conversation, we're gonna be talking about the multiple thousands projects you've been in, and at the same time, from your singing career and your album, you know, things like that. Because I do think that great things happen to those who are honest by heart and those who are passionate about it, and you are, and that's incredible. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, thank
Well,
you.
absolutely. I also want to thank those who watch this. Thank you so much. Now, as I said at the beginning, if you're new to the channel, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow, helps a lot. But at the same time, since this episode is about to be over, on the description below, you're gonna find all the social media for Claire. Let's follow her. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Claire, because she's incredible. And again, Claire, thank you so much. Keep killing it, but most important, keep inspiring people, because I'm super sure there are a lot of people out there who sees you as a role model and who see you as someone who is making things happen. So keep doing what you do, and I'll be seeing you in the next one.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.